Al-Muqaddamat means what must come before, or preconditions. Some of the Muqaddamat of Salah that we already know are, number one, Qibla. Before we can pray, we must find out the direction of the Qibla, so we can face it for Salah, and that is the Holy Kaaba. Number two, Wudu. It must be performed before prayer, otherwise the prayer is not valid. 3. Intention, your niyyah. Our intention in prayer must be to pray only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qurbatan illallah, otherwise it is not valid. 4. The place of salah must be lawful and not usurped. This means the place of prayer must not be used without the owner's permission. However, if a person does not think the owner will mind, or if it is in a public place like a public park, then asking permission is not necessary. But if it is someone's garden or a fenced area and says private, you should be sure that the owner does not mind. The place also must be level. This means the place where the forehead is put during sujood must not be more than four fingers held together, higher or lower than the place where the feet rest or on which the knees are placed. The place also must be tahir, ritually pure, and not najis. This applies particularly to the place of sujood, which even if it is dry, must not be najis. 5. The time of prayer. A person can only pray a wajib salah after they are sure the time has arrived. Fajr is the time for early morning prayer. When the column of whiteness rises upwards from the east, it is called the first dawn. When the whiteness spreads, it is called the second dawn and the time for Fajr prayer. Sunrise is when the time for Fajr prayer ends. Dhuhr is the time for noon prayer. This starts when the sun crosses the meridian, and the Qadha is just before sunset when there is only enough time to pray Asr prayer. Asr is the time for afternoon prayer. It starts as soon as enough time has passed for you to finish praying Salat al-Dhuhr, and the Qadha is sunset. Maghrib is the time for evening prayer and for breaking fasts. Maghrib is not the same as sunset. It is a little after sunset when the redness on the horizon has disappeared. Isha is the time for night prayer. The time for Isha prayer starts as soon as enough time has passed for you to finish praying Salat al-Maghrib. The Qadha is the Islamic midnight. 6. The clothes of prayer. One of the conditions of prayer is proper clothing and a tahir body. For a boy or a man, the minimum clothing is that his private parts must be covered. For a girl or a woman, all her body must be covered, including her hair. There are other conditions about the clothes worn during prayer. The clothes and the body must be tahir and ritually pure. The clothes must be lawful. This means it must not be stolen or taken without permission of the owner, otherwise the prayer will be void. Men cannot wear gold or pure silk. Generally, it is haram for a man to wear gold or to wear pure silk clothing. Additionally, if a man performs prayer wearing a gold chain or gold ring or a silk shirt, his prayer is void. The clothes also must not be made from a dead body of an animal that gushes. And as a recommended precaution, the clothes should not be made from a dead body whose blood does not gush.